What's yours?
I don't know. What do you want to eat, Al?
I don't know. I don't know what I want to eat.
I'll have a roast pork tenderloin with applesauce and mashed potatoes.
Well, it isn't ready yet.
What the hell did you put it on the card for?
Well, that's for dinner. You can get that at 6 o'clock.
The clock says 20 minutes to 6.
Well, it's 20 minutes fast.
Ah, the hell with a clock. What have you got to eat?
Well, I can give you any kind of sandwiches. You can have ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, liver and bacon, or a steak.
Give me chicken croquettes with green peas and cream sauce and mashed potatoes.
That's the dinner.
Everything we want's the dinner, huh? Well, that's the way you work it.
I can give you ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, liver...
I'll have ham and eggs.
Give me bacon and eggs.
So, you got anything to drink?
Silver beer, Bevo, ginger ale.
I mean, you got anything to drink?
Just those, I said.
Well, this is a hot town. What do they call it?
Brentwood.
Ever hear of it?
Nah.
And what do you do here nights?
They eat the dinner. They all come here and eat the big dinner.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's right?
Sure.
Well, you're not! Is he, Al?
He's dumb. What's your name?
Adams.
Another bright boy. Ain't he a bright boy, Max?
Yeah, the town's full of bright boys.
Which is yours?
Don't you remember?
Bacon and eggs.
Just a bright boy.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
The hell you were! You were looking at me!
Maybe the boy meant it for a joke, Max.
You don't have to laugh. You don't have to laugh at all, see?
All right.
So he thinks it's all right. He thinks it's all right. Oh, that's a good one.
He's a thinker.
Well, bright boy, why don't you say something?
What's it all about?
Hey, Al, bright boy wants to know what it's all about.
Why don't you tell him?
What do you think it's all about?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I wouldn't say.
Hey, Al, bright boy says he wouldn't say what he thinks it's all about. Well, listen, bright boy, stand a little further along the bar. You move a little to the left, Al. Talk to me, bright boy. What do you think's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you. We're going to kill a Swede. Do you know a big Swede named Ole Anderson?
Yes.
He comes here to eat every night, don't he?
Well, sometimes he comes here.
He comes here at 6 o'clock, don't he?
Well, if he comes.
We all know that, bright boy. Talk about something else. Ever go to the movies?
Once in a while.
You ought to go to the movies more. The movies are fine for a bright boy like you.
What are you going to kill Ole Anderson for? What did he ever do to you?
He never had a chance to do anything to us. He never even seen us.
And he's only going to see us once.
What are you going to kill him for?
We're killing him for a friend. Just to oblige a friend, bright boy.
Shut up. You talk too goddamn much.
Well, I gotta keep bright boy amused. Don't I, bright boy?
You talk too damn much.
If anybody comes in, you tell them the cook is off. And if they keep after it, you tell them you'll go back and cook yourself. Do you get that, bright boy?
All right. What are you gonna do with me afterwards?
Well, that'll depend. That's one of those things you never know at the time. Come on, Al. We better go. He's not coming.
What about Bright Boy here?
Yeah, he's all right.
You think so?
Sure. We're through with it.
I don't like it. It's sloppy. You talk too much.
Oh, what the hell? We gotta keep amused, haven't we?
You talk too much all the same.
So long, Bright Boy. You got a lot of luck.
That's the truth. You want to play the races, Bright Boy?
Is Ole Anderson here?
Do you want to see him?
Well, yes, if he's in.
Who is it?
Is somebody to see you, Mr. Anderson?
It's Nick. It's Nick Adams.
Come in.
Sweet. Sweet, it's me. It's Nick. It's Nick. Sweet, what are you doing laying down? Are you sick?
No.
Listen, Sweet, I was in George's diner when two hard guys come in looking for you. Hey, they said they were looking for to kill you.
I know.
Then what are you laying down here for?
There's nothing I can do.
Well, don't you want me to go and get the police?
That wouldn't do any good.
But why? Why do they want to kill you?
I did something wrong once. Thanks for coming.
Well, I just thought that... Well, okay. But they're coming looking for you, Sweet! They're coming looking for you!
One by one, we rounded up people who'd known this Swede. Some of them on the level. One who wasn't on the level was a gunsel named Blinky Franklin, who'd known the Swede way back when. Give, Blinky!
Well, let me see. 10 years ago, Swede had just knocked Soldier Burns for good. See, that put Swede right up there as a contender for the light heavyweight championship. Well, after the fight, I took Swede over to Big Jim Colfax's apartment where a party was going on. Kitty Collins, Jim's girl, was singing over at the piano. It had to be you. Right away I see the Swede's interested, so I waited for Kitty to finish her song and then I took Swede over to meet her. Hey, Kitty! Kitty!
Oh, hello, Blinky. I don't see you beating your palms.
Now, look, Kitty, I want you to meet Swede Anderson. Swede's a coming light heavyweight champ.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, Kitty.
Well, you two make yourselves acquainted. I need to talk to some of the guys. I'll see you.
So you're the next champion, Mr. Anderson.
Do you like the fights?
I'm afraid I never saw one.
No kidding.
I can't bear brutality. The idea of two men beating each other to a pulp makes me ill.
Well, I don't get hurt.
You're unusual, then.
I'll go into some other racket before I let them knock me punchy.
Really? It's too bad that Jim is out of town. He'd like to speak to you.
Who's Jim?
Jim Colfax. He owns this apartment.
Oh. Well, why would he want to see me?
He has lots of irons in the fire. I'll arrange it for you.
Well, thanks. That's swell, Miss...
Kitty, remember?
I remember.
Well, don't forget... I'll see you at the fight sometime. Swede, get up!
Six, seven,
get off that canvas and fight! Get up, Swede! Get up!
Sam Lubinsky. Well, how are you, boy?
Hello, Swede.
Kitty, you know Sam Lubinsky?
Yeah, I know Sam.
You're looking pretty sharp, Swede. That numbers racket really pays off.
Boy, you know everything. That broken hand was the best thing ever happened to me. Well, how are you anyway? What's on your mind, Sam?
That diamond brooch Kitty's wearing.
What are you talking about?
Grand larceny and hot jewelry.
Wait, you mean to tell me that brooch is stolen?
Let's take a ride downtown, Kitty.
Oh, now wait a minute, Sam!
Swede!
Is this a pinch?
Don't let them take me!
You can't do this, Sam!
You're not gonna stop me, are you, Swede?
Look, let's you and me go someplace and talk, huh?
Look, Swede, if your girl happens to be a shoplifter, I'm sorry, but...
It's not true, Swede. I didn't take it. Well, I had no idea it was stolen. Now listen, Swede, I'll give it back. I'll leave town. But don't let them take me, Swede, please. They'll throw the book at me.
Look, Sam, you don't want Kitty. I swipe that stuff. I'm the one you're after. Get me.
Okay. I get you. That's the way you want it?
Yes, Sam. That's the way I want it.
I pleaded with him to tell the truth, but he stuck to his story, and it got him 3 years. When he got out, Blinky Franklin met him and took him up to a room in a midtown hotel where Big Jim Colfax and some of the boys were working on the biggest job of Jim's career. Kitty Collins, the girl for whom Swede had served 3 years, sat on a trunk.
Welcome back, Swede.
Hello, Jim.
That's Dum-Dum over there, grousing around.
Hey, Dum-Dum.
Of course you, know Kitty.
Hello, Swede.
Didn't hear much from you in prison, Kitty.
I'm not much for writing. You know that.
I know it now. Well, let's get started. What's the new pitch?
Pull up a chair, Swede. Now this is big. It's the Prentice Hat Factory payroll over in Hackensack. We walk in as workers tomorrow morning and lift the roll. I'll give you the details in a minute. After the stick-up, we split up and meet up again on the halfway house tomorrow night on Route 1.
Halfway house, Route 1. How much is in it for us?
It ought to be good for $250,000.
Hey, not bad. Split how?
Well, I'll take the first 100 grand. You can divide the rest three ways.
Well, who declared you in for the big slice?
I declared myself.
What about Kitty?
Kitty's with me.
What do you mean, Kitty's with you?
Don't start anything now, sweet.
What do you mean, she's with you? I spent 3 years in stir for a robbery she done. What are you trying to give me, she's with you?
You want a blueprint, sweet? All right, I'll give you a blueprint.
Shut up, Jim.
You keep your mouth shut if you don't want it slapped shut.
You don't put a hand on Kitty, Jim. You just try it.
Keep out of it, sweet.
Get out of my way.
Sweet, mind your own business.
This is my business.
You crazy, sweet? What'd you hit him for?
I'll kill you for that, sweet.
Reach for your gun, I'll kick your brains in.
Cut it out. Both of you.
Why, you dumb palooka. I ought to give you the work, sweet.
Anytime you say, Colfax.
I got a job to do tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 8. Here's the full pitch now.
Calling all cars! All cars, watch roads leading from Prentice Hat Factory in Hackensack! Armed holdup by at least three men leaving holdup scene in three separate cars! All cars, proceed to Prentice Hat Factory at once! All cars! Calling all cars! Calling all cars! Calling all cars!
Who is it?
Kitty, quick. Let me in, sweet.
What's the matter?
Close the door. Sweet, I'm gambling my life coming here like this.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Colfax is gonna double-cross you.
Gonna double-cross me?
They aren't going to the halfway house after the robbery. You'll go there, but they'll be someplace else. And so will the money.
Why are you telling me this? You're Jim's girl.
Sweet, I can't let them double-cross you after you took that three-year rap for me.
Is that the truth?
So help me, sweet, it's the truth. They're going to meet on that old farmhouse on the North Turnpike.
They are, huh? They are? Thanks for putting me wise, Kitty.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do them like they mean to do me.
Don't give me away, darling. Oh,
don't you worry, baby.
Do you know why Jim hates you like he does? Because of me, sweet. He knows how it really is between you and me.
Kitty. Kitty, why'd you ever go back to him?
I don't know. Maybe because I hate him. I'm poison, sweet. Poison to anyone I really love. I don't care if I hurt Colfax.
Kitty, you're not going back to him again. You're leaving with me, tonight, after I handle Colfax at the farmhouse.
Sweet. Hold me.
I'll come back tonight. We'll go to Atlantic City.
Hold me, darling.
Just the two of us. You and me.
Yes, darling, yes. Hold me tight. Tighter, darling. Tighter.
Boys, I'm tired of waiting for Sweet to show up. I'll just take my money now. Show me the suitcase, dum-dum. Let's start counting.
Okay, by me, boss. Hey, start counting, Jim, so I can start counting.
Okay, boys, hold it.
Sweet, what's the idea?
Get your hands up, all three of you.
You're reaching for trouble, Sweet.
Swell idea you guys had, huh? Leaving me to cool my heels at the halfway house while you guys split the dough here.
You were told of the change. Else why are you here?
Shut up! I'll take that suitcase. Thanks, boys. Don't move. And next time,
play it straight.
Come on after him!
All right, stop it. He'll mow you down as soon as you come out that door.
Dirty double-crossing rat.
He'll get paid off, dum-dum. But good.
Sweet and Kitty escaped to Atlantic City with the $250,000. They stayed there for several days. Then, well, a woman named Queenie, a chambermaid at the hotel where they stayed, supplied us with the rest of that information. Queenie?
I was on night duty, turning down the bids. When I got to his room 1212, I heard someone smash inside. I went in and that poor young man was a sight to behold. I'll never forget it. There he stood, a wild look in his eyes, half crazy, holding a splintered chair in his hand. Just as I came in, he threw it at the dresser mirror. Then he just stood there, like a big, hurt kid. This was awful.
She's gone.
Hush now.
You mustn't carry on like that, sir.
She's gone. Why did she go?
You mean the lady that came here with you?
She's gone.
She went out this morning with a suitcase.
A suitcase?
The laundry, she said.
She's gone. I'm going too!
Oh, please, sir. Oh, not the window. Not the window, please.
Take your hands off of me.
Please don't.
Let go.
Please don't jump.
Let me go. Let me go.
Please don't do it, mister. If you do that, you'll never see the face of God.
I want to die.
Burn in hell till the end of time.
I want to die.
Oh, no, not that way. Come over here. That's better. There, now, lie down. There.
Kitty.
Get me Dr. Wyder's room right away, please.
Sweet never saw Kitty again. For 6 years, Sweet Anderson dropped out of sight. Then, one day, a heavy, sleek convertible rolled up on the gravel of a gasoline station in Brentwood, New Jersey.
Evening, sir.
Fill her up?
Yeah, I guess so, bud.
Do you usually take Ethel?
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. Ethel.
I must look Swedish. Everyone calls me Swede.
This town got a name?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What is it?
Brentwood.
Brentwood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Brentwood, huh? Yes, sir.
Next night, the killers came to Brentwood, and Swede lay on his bed, numbly awaiting his fate.
I did something wrong once.
In someone's opinion, a blast of gunfire corrected that wrong. Swede had double-crossed Colfax, taken $250,000 from him, and then Kitty had taken it from Swede. It took some doing for us to get the details, but we got them. But not the final details. We needed Kitty for that. We got Kitty. I found her singing in a plushy nightclub and made a date to meet her there after the last floor show. At a corner table, I told Kitty of some of what we already knew about Sweet and the Prentice Hat holdup. Then I popped the $250,000 question.
What makes you think I got that money, Sam?
We got Blinky Franklin. Blinky talked. There's a chambermaid in Atlantic City who remembers your face from pictures we showed her. And I've just had a talk with Jim Colfax.
You've seen Jim?
He's mighty provoked about you skipping out with all that money.
You told him I took it?
He's mighty provoked.
Look, Sam, suppose I raise 70,000 of the missing money, huh?
Uh-uh.
Sam, I've turned over a new leaf. I've got a home now and a husband. I'm leading a life that it's worth fighting for. Sam, what can I do to save something out of that life? Tell me.
Turn state's evidence.
What do you want to know?
Who planned the robbery?
Jim Colfax.
Say that in court?
Yes.
After you took the money and left Jim and left Swede flat in Atlantic City, how did you get rid of Jim Colfax?
I staged a fight with him 2 days later and walked out of
Then you were in the clear because nobody knew you'd been with the Swede and taken the money away from him. Lovely girl.
Sam, can't we go somewhere else and finish this talk?
Where?
Well, how about your apartment?
Sold.
I'll go powder my nose and get out of this costume. Don't go away, will ya?
Hey, cop!
Say hi to the Swede for me!
I don't think so! Death and his twin brother were down. I jumped up and made a beeline for Kitty's dressing room, but it was empty. The door to the outside alley was open, and Kitty, of course, was gone. I bet I knew where. The house was an elaborate one on the edge of town. The front door pushed open easily. Someone had gone in too fast and left it unlatched. I went in and closed the door. Whoever had come in had also alerted him. Jim Colfax was waiting for me at the top of the stairs.
Lubinsky!
Present!
Then my boys didn't get you.
On the contrary, Jim!
Well, allow me! Get me a doctor, Sam.
Jim, what is it? Oh, Jim.
Better still. A priest.
Oh, Jim. Jim, darling, I'm sorry. I love you, Jim.
I know, Kitty. It wasn't your fault. Sam.
Yeah, Jim?
Tell me. How'd you figure it?
Look. Anyone can go to the Hall of Records and find out you and Kitty were married.
You knew I was lying when I said I would throw Jim over.
We know a lot of things, Kitty. I don't know why Jim sent those killers to blast the Swede.
I had to. Swede was the only one who knew that Kitty ever had the money.
Poor Swede. He never knew that Kitty brought the money straight back to you. You two framed the whole thing so you wouldn't have to split the take with anyone. You just used the Swede to pull your own chestnuts out of the fire.
But I didn't have anything to do with Swede's killing.
No.
Jim, tell him. Tell him I didn't have know about those damn gunmen. Jim, you're dying, so why not say it? Say Kitty is innocent.
It's no use, Kitty.
Say it. Say it, Jim. Say Kitty is innocent.
It's no use, Kitty.
Say it. Say it. Say it.
He's dead. That's it. I didn't tell you a detective story full of clues and pursuit. I wanted to tell you a Swede story. There's a lot of people in the world like Swede. Perhaps more sinned against than sinning. Sure, Swede was to blame for a lot of things. But who was to blame for Swede? He's gone now. Despair dying on his lips.
There's nothing I can do about it. I'm through with running away. I did something wrong once. Thanks for coming.
What about Swede? I read something the other day. I can't forget. It went, any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, send not to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
I did something wrong once.
What loosed the killers on Swede? Something he did, or something we didn't do?
I did something wrong once.
I wonder, what did we do wrong?